USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump are recovering from COVID-19, a billboard wishing America's first couple well is hanging above the main highway in Tel Aviv, Israel. Not everyone's happy it's there, but this man, Michael Gross, a resident of the city, says,
I think it's a wonderful thing. I think it's really important that we keep all of our sick in mind, and President Trump, I hope he has a speedy recovery.
In a video made yesterday at the presidential offices at the Walter Reed Medical Center, President Trump said he is feeling better, though he says,
you don't know over the next period of a few days. I guess that's the real test, so we'll be seeing what happens.
Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, the latest Republican senator to test positive for COVID-19. Also testing positive, Senators Tom Tillis of North Carolina and Mike Lee of Utah. And this is USA Radio News.
October 8th is World Sight Day, the day to raise awareness that hundreds of millions of kids around the world need glasses, but don't have access to get them. This World Sight Day, leading global vision nonprofit OneSight is launching a free digital children's book called Through the Looking Glasses, Stories About Seeing Clearly. The book features 30 children's stories and illustrations about seeing clearly by authors and artists from 17 different countries. To celebrate the launch, OneSight is hosting an online bedtime stories event, where numerous celebrities, athletes, and authors will read bedtime stories to children globally on World Sight Day this October 8th at 7 p.m. Together, we can make an impact with vision care around the world. To learn more about World Sight Day, participate in bedtime stories, and download the free new book, please go to onesight.org/WorldSightsDay. That's onesight.org/WorldSightsDay.
Ohio's Republican governor says he's hoping something good will come from President Trump's battle with COVID-19.
This is should be kind of an alert to everybody that anybody can get the virus. Even the president of the United States can get the virus.
On CNN State of the Union, Governor Mike DeWine said also he had wished the president had worn a mask more often. Cleveland hosted the first presidential debate last week, and DeWine was there, but he says the White House has not reached out to him regarding any contact tracing. Former Major League pitcher Charles Hager, wanted for the murder of his ex-girlfriend, has been found dead, as police in Scottsdale, Arizona, say he apparently shot himself, and his body was found on a trail in Grand Canyon National Park. He was wanted for the shooting death of his ex-girlfriend, Danielle Breed, at her apartment on Friday night. Hager had pitched mainly as a reliever for the Dodgers, White Sox, and Padres from 2006 through 2010. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
In California, the glass fire near Calistoga is now 10% contained. Jeff Hose of Cal Fire says multiple factors have made the fire especially hard to beat.
The narrowness of the roads makes it difficult for the fire apparatus to travel. It makes it difficult for us to establish lines. It just makes the work more intensified. And understand that if this were the only fire in the state right now, we'd probably have 2 to 3 times as many personnel.
Also, heavy smokes made it impossible this weekend so far for firefighting helicopters to come in and help. Staff for Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton asking federal officials to investigate their boss for several allegations, including abuse of office, improper influence, and bribery. A one-page letter to the state agency's Director of Human Services has 7 executives in the upper tiers of the office calling for a probe of the 57-year-old Republican elected in 2014. And Pope Francis saying today that capitalism and private property alone are not capable of achieving the same equity as St. Francis of Assisi-style charity is. The Pope making the remarks today as he spoke from St. Peter's Square at the Vatican, saying any philosophy that allows some to live in abundance while leaving others with nothing should be rejected. You can find us online at usaradio.com, and for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.